The GI Journal goes to press.
GI Journal. It's GI Journal.
Editor-in-Chief Bud Abbott speaking.
Now, come on, you can't be editor-in-chief of a newspaper. You're too stupid.
Ah, what are you? I'm stupid.
You're stupid.
Did you ever go to school stupid?
Yes, sir, and I come out the same way.
All right, look, just a minute. Now, we can't both be editors.
No, of course not.
One of us has to tell the other what to do. Now, sure. Can you tell me what to do?
Boy, I'll say I can.
No. One of us has to give orders, and naturally, I'm the man for that job.
Well, who are you to give orders? What do you think you are, PFC?
Oh, look.
I mean, if you are a PFC,
all right.
You can be broke.
All right, never mind. Look, I'll tell you what we do. Let's compromise.
Okay, we'll compromise.
All right, I'll be the editor, and you be the copy boy. How's that?
That's no compromise. That's a frame-up.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it?
Well, they're practically the same position.
They are, huh? Who gets more money, the editor or the copy boy?
Oh, they practically get the same.
There he goes with that practically again.
Well, we each get 50 a week. That's fair, isn't it?
We each get 50 a week?
Yes.
Then what do you mean? The salaries are practically the same?
Well, you aren't going to worry about a little decimal point. Yours, are you?
Somebody's got to worry about it.
Well, now, no.
My relatives ain't.
No, I understand. Take it easy.
I can see you ain't gonna.
No.
And do you call that fair? You get $50 a week? I mean, after all, and I get 50 cents?
No, don't be mercenary, Costello.
Don't be what?
Don't be mercenary.
I'm not mercenary.
Well, never mind that.
I mean, I don't even know who the girl is.
Never mind that. Look, we'll work out the salary deal later.
Okay.
Now, we've got a paper to get out. Now, get to work.
Okay, what do I do?
Well, empty the waste paper basket.
And what do you do?
Oh, I'm the editor.
Oh, you fill them, huh? Oh, no, you be the copy boy and I'll be the editor.
No, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll compromise.
Compromise?
Yes.
Here's where I get it in the puss again.
This week, I'll be the editor, and you be the copy boy. But next week, I'll be the editor, and you be the copy boy.
There's something wrong with that somewhere.
Now, don't be silly.
What do you think I am, a moron? Don't answer that.
All right. Go ahead.
I'll tell you how we'll compromise,
how?
This guy. This week, you'll be the editor, and I'll be the copy boy.
And?
But next week, I'll be the copy boy, and you'll be the editor.
Okay, that's a deal.
Thought you could put one over on me, eh?
We'll be back in the editor's office just as soon as we make a musical deadline for the exec post gang in France and for the boys of the 36th. And here are the Pied Pipers with June Hutton.
Miss Wyman, this is my colleague, Mr. Costello. Mr. Costello, Miss Wyman.
How do you do, Mr. Costello?
Let's mix.
Costello. That's devil. That's no way to talk to a lady. Now, apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked you to neck with me. Miss Wyman, I should have just grabbed you.
Don't mind him, Jane. Well, are you all set to start working?
Oh, yes, yes. I have my pencils all sharpened and my pad ready. You can begin dictating any time.
Now, wait a minute. Are you going to be his secretary?
Well, yes.
Do you mean to say you'd sit on that guy's lap when you can sit on mine?
Why, Mr. Costello, I wouldn't sit on your lap if you could find it.
Well, that settles it. I ain't working here unless I get a secretary.
Oh, now, Costello, be reasonable.
Oh, sure. You should be happy and I should be reasonable. Do I get a secretary or don't I?
No.
Abbott, I hate you. Why, you...
No. Now.
What's the worst thing I can call you? I got it. Why, you G.I. Coffee, you?
No. No, not that, Costello, not that.
Well, maybe I can help you out with this problem, boys. Why don't you kind of divide me up and let me be secretary to each of you?
Now, that's a good idea, Costello. You take her in the morning and I'll take her in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah? I'm on to you, wise guy.
Now, what's the matter?
I get her when she's fresh and you get her when she's too tired to run any further.
Just to satisfy you, I'll get you a secretary.
Now you're talking. I gotta have a secretary, Abbott.
But now listen. She's a very competent girl.
Oh, good.
Knows Pittman and Craig and can type 50 words a minute.
Who cares? What do you think I want her for? My secretary?
I just want
a secretary.
I'll call her. She's right in the next office.
Oh, you will? Good. Boy, let's go. Come on.
Now remember, she's a delicate, sensitive little flower, Costello.
No kidding.
Yes, she's very frail. So don't do anything that will upset her.
Well, Wick, what are you jerks rang that buzzer?
Hey, Abbott, this is the dame I shouldn't upset?
Yes.
I couldn't upset her with a bulldozer.
Hurry up. I haven't got all day. I got another job at the shipyard, pushing boats into the water.
You certainly got the keel for it.
Miss Lurp, this is your new employer, Mr. Costello.
How do you do, Mr. Costello? And before we start work, let's have an understanding between employer and employee. If you got anything to say to me, don't beat around the bush. Come right out and say it.
Well?
Shut up. I don't go for this chivalry business. When you speak to me, I want you to speak man to man.
Okay, have a cigar.
Thanks. Got a match?
Here. Don't scratch it on the seat of your...
Costello! All right. Let's get to work. Take a letter, Costello.
Oh, I should
take... You heard me. Sit on the lap.
Now, listen here.
Sit down!
Yes, sir. Hey, Abbott, get rid of this name now. I'm telling you, will you?
Now, don't be silly, Costello. She's a very efficient secretary.
I certainly am. I've been typing since I was 16.
When you were 16, they didn't type letters. They chiseled out stone tablets.
You can't talk to me like that.
I did it!
Now, listen. Before I start work, I've got to have some chewing gum. Costello, run down to the drugstore and get me a pack.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be boss here.
You heard what I said. Now get going before I throw you through that window.
I'm not going to get you any chewing gum, and I would like to see you throw me through that window. Hey, kid! What do you want, spirit or juicy fruit?
It's Journal's musical editor, Master Sergeant Harry Bluestone, with the band of the Army Air Forces Training Command, putting their byline on a tuneful feature for Privates Lockett, Robinson, and Daniels, and Sergeant Miller and New at 689. And also the guys in the Fearless Fosdick crew at 403. Come out wherever you are.
got rid of that fat dame, Abbott.
Why?
I never would have gone in a newspaper business if I knew it was such a tough job. You know, Abbott, I'm a sick man.
Oh, sick. Why, you look as healthy as I do.
I do? Then I'm worse than I thought I was. No kidding, Abbott. I'm sick.
You are not.
Yes, I am. I'm awfully sick.
Well, what makes you think so?
I got one of the worst symptoms there is.
What's that?
My cigarettes taste different lately.
Well, wait a minute. You don't look so good at that. Maybe you ought to see a doctor.
You're right. That's what I need, a doctor. That's what I need.
Wait a minute. I'll get it. You take it easy.
To the ear. Hello.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a general. I'm a major, captain, lieutenant, sergeant, private Sad Sack.
Sad Sack?
Yeah, that's somewhere between 4F and KP.
Well, what outfit are you with, Sack?
Oh, I just got transferred to the Medical Corps.
Wait a minute. What are you doing in the medical corps?
Oh, I'm a big physician. I'm the head surgeon. I run the whole hospital. I carry pants.
Well, this is an emergency, Doc. We've got a very, very sick man here. Right this way.
But I'm not really a...
Well, my secretary will act as your nurse.
But I'm not really a...
Hello? I'm the secretary.
I'm one of the Mayo brothers.
The patient is right here, Doc. How do you feel, Costello?
Terrible, Abbott, terrible. Look at me shake. My nerves are shot.
Well, this is Dr. Sack. He'll calm your nerves.
Get
him out of here, Abbott!
You see, Doc, he's all excited. Do you think you can quiet him down?
Oh, sure. I'll give him a sedative. I'll administer a shot of me. I'll nail him to the floor.
I'm telling you, Abbott, get this guy out of here.
Well, maybe you better take his pulse, Doctor. Have you got your watch?
Oh, sure.
Say, that's a nice watch. Where'd you get it?
Well, you see, I saved up all my I earned some money delivering packages. I have a piggy. I made a six the hard way.
Look at it for the last time. Get this guy out of here.
Now, Mr. Costello, you just lie still and I'll stroke your head.
No, I don't want to. You will?
Do you mind if I run my fingers through your hair?
I don't mind if you walk through it in your bare feet.
You don't...
Take your shoes off!
Why, Mr. Costello, how you shout. You don't need a doctor for what's wrong with you, really. I can cure you myself if you'll just let me give you a treatment.
Well, I think that the...
Abbott, don't think. Abbott, will you please get this guy out of here?
Now hold still, Mr. Costello. All you need is a big kiss.
How do you feel now, Costello?
I'm cured.
Well, what's the matter, Doctor?
I'm sick.
Well, Jane seems to have cured Costello. Why don't you try the same treatment?
You catch on quick, don't you?
Yeah, sure fixed me up. Go ahead, are you ready, Doc?
Oh, sure.
How do you feel now, Doc?
Oh, yes, yes, swell. And now can I try it with the girl?
Deadline time for G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week. So we turn to our new copy girl in the vocal pinup department, Pat Friday. Every week, Pat sings a song dreamed up overseas and mailed into the G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Incidentally, if you've written a song you'd like to hear Pat sing, just send it in to G.I. Journal, if you please. And if you can't write the music but do have some lyrics for a song, send them along, too, because we'll have the music composed for you. Now, tonight's song, Evacuating Blues, is dedicated to the Japs who really have 'em. It was written not by one man, but by a whole band, the 164th Infantry Front Linesmen, a dance band who collaborated on a tune while entertaining Bougainville's GIs nightly in jungle areas only a long brassy shot from the front. And here's to congratulate you, Bougainville Front Linesmen, and sing your song back to you. It's Pat Friday, boys.
Got nothing to lose. Things have gotten too rough, Joe, and they've decided to blow. The nippy will chase to some other place other than Boogie Woogie Bougainville. The Japs got the blues, the evacuating blues. Well, what do you know? This is where we expected to go. Now that we're here, you have nothing to fear. The Nips are worried for real, and they're beginning to steal right out of Boogie Woogie Bougainville.
Jane, it's time to proof our honor page in G.I. Journal's Reporter of the Week.
Coming right up, Harry. Fellas, if you're proud of your outfit, why not crack G.I. Journal as one of our overseas correspondents? Write up a story on your outfit and mail it to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This week's thanks for a good report goes to Private Harvey Flammer, who is stationed overseas with a tank destroyer company and who reports on the job his outfit is doing.
Well, one thing I've learned since I've been over here is that just because we're called tank destroyers, it doesn't mean that we fight only tanks. That's our first job, of course, but we've been doing a lot of other things, too. Things like blasting pillboxes, working with the advanced units when a town is being taken, and helping them root out any snipers hiding in the buildings. Even working with the field artillery doing indirect firing. With the firepower we have and the different kinds of equipment we use, there's lots of ways we're able to help out other outfits. When we're done taking care of enemy armor, we just look around to see if there's any other jobs we can do. We don't get much chance to get bored. So how about some recognition for the TDs who really seek, strike, and destroy?
For the Panthers on the prowl at the big guns howl to find their tanks and blast them where they hide. And when we strike, it's Lord help the guys inside. Strike, destroy, with the men of the TD command.
Well, you know, we've received a flock of requests from you overseas subscribers to have G.I. Journal reprint Abbott and Costello's famous baseball routine. So, now here we find Editor Bud Abbott in conference with the head of our sport department, Mr. Lou Costello.
Now, look, what do you want?
Now, look, I mean, after all, if I'm the head of the sport department, I got to know the baseball players' names.
Oh.
I mean, and I got to know the teams that's playing and everything
well,
else.
Naturally, I'll...
Well, that one team that's playing here this week, you know the guys' names?
Oh, sure.
Then you go ahead and tell me some of their names.
Well, I'll introduce you to the boys. You know, strange it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Give me funny names.
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
Butter Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their cousin.
Who are you?
Goofy.
Goofy, huh? Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the fellow that knows all the players?
I certainly.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
Now, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you who is on first.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Absolutely.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally. No good unless he signed it.
No good unless who signed it?
No.
So who signed it?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Absolutely. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Don't twitch him. Don't twitch him around. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not talking... Let's
get this thing straight. Now, how did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the guy's name on third.
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go. They're on third.
I can't take that name.
Will you please stay on third base and don't go off it?
What is it you
now,
want?
Now, who's playing third base?
Now, why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Now, who am I putting over there?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
What's the guy's name belongs on now, third?
What belongs on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got an outfield?
Oh, yes.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
All right, then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing
stay
first?
Stay out of the infield!
Don't mention the name.
I
want to
know what's the left fielder's name.
What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
Now,
you know these players as well as I do.
Look, you got a pitcher on a team?
Now, wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you, man.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now, listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first.
Go ahead, have it your
arm. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Well, absolutely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. Tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the
team.
Well,
I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
I know that.
Now I'll get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Tomorrow throws the ball, the guy up busts the ball. When he busts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to catch it. Now, who caught it?
Naturally.
Who caught it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Yes.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No. You throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's right. Now we're talking.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
You don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying it that way.
I said I throw the ball to naturally.
You don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say that.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same as you. I throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
Who has it?
Naturally.
He better have it.
Now, that's it.
I throw the ball and naturally. Whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs to second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because.
Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
It is.
That's all for this edition, folks. Thanks to Jane Wyman for being my secretary, and also Verna Felton for a swell performance as Miss Slurb, and Mel Blanc as Private Sad Sack.
Come on! 1, 2, 3, 105!
Wait a minute, Costello. Quit playing soldier a minute and tell me what this 105 business is.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
I was adding up the dough I've got saved in soldiers' deposits.
Oh, come on, get out of here. But look, men, Costello really has something there. You two can save up your pay and talk back to your sergeant.
And then, kids, while doing KP, you can plan on how to spend your savings after the war.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're right. You'll need a list of things as long as your arm when they bust you back to a civilian.
Now, look. See your first sergeant or company clerk and work out a personal savings plan.
That's the idea.
And do it today.
That's right. Now, till the next time you hear Costello say,
hey!
This is Abbott and Costello signing off.
So long, Grant!
This is Harry Mitchell reminding you to write us about your outfit, gang, and also send along a joke or a gag for Abbott and Costello, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Kay Kaiser, lovely Jane Wyman, or Linda Darnell. It's G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.